The sword can't even compare to your pen. You are not alone, and all you do matters. As you rise, you create a way for others to follow. Struggle, like suffering, is a gas that fills all the available space. It is never easy for anybody. The difference is in the choices we make and the aims we set. The first great choice is to set off towards wisdom, to continuously transcend our limits throughout our entire existence. One of the finest choices we can make is to live above the common levels of life. There are no guarantees. Your choice to proceed forward is all the guarantees there can be. Our biological life is not finely crafted. It is a result of fundamental principles of physics and chemistry. But our mind is up to us to shape. Hence audiobooks and lectures and our inheritance from other lives, times, works. You need not hurry, but you do need to slow down so that you may read and write. We each have a story to tell, and many will follow a similar path to ours, across the vastness of all the future. They could use some advice. A few fine words about rising, about what it is like to see the sun for the first time. Do not let your readers suffer the same loneliness as you did. Let them learn from you. And the way you write is one thought at a time. So as long as you write about your unlimited travels, you never run out of the story to tell. And every once in a while, a poem will leap ahead of you. The thought will arrive from the future before you get there. You are connected to your future self. No one can hold a stronger bond. You are a being with a mind and body. You are in the present, but you also exist across time. Your lifeline, your lifetime, the past you and the future you are connected. Just the same, those who came before you and those who are yet to follow are connected to you. But you have to write your thoughts. When you are rising in your childhood, the children can understand it best. In your early age, as you make your way, as you learn to rise and find your rhythm, your readers will be in their 20s, and then 40s, and then 60s, and 80s, and 100s. At no point in your life should you be ashamed to write or to be shamed for writing. Because if you can manage to hold your pen, it is more than most others can. One thought at a time, help others understand how to climb. Make all your struggles count for more. Show how you fought for wisdom in your war. Tell the world what you know so that others may safely follow. Know that the first struggles sometimes, oftentimes, mean more. Sometimes the hardest challenge is to get off the floor. The first steps, after all, matter the most to those whose worlds may be small. All steps matter, and in many ways. all lead to enlightenment and the sun's rays.